Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. Bob, we know it's hot, but what else do we know about the cattle market?
Well, the cattle market's hot, Casey. I mean, it's we've seen feeder market continue to get higher. Now, these new crop calves, we're starting to see a little resistance in them. Still an awful good market, but they're not trending higher. Mainly heat and health issues. I mean, it's hard to keep one of these big fat sucking calves in good health in 115 heat index. But in the feeder market was exceptional everywhere I talked all week. In Oklahoma City, it was good. On our video Wednesday, it was good. And there at Apache on limited numbers, but we had one pot load and a feeder cattle. And I mean, you couldn't ask for a better market. The fat market, you know, is kind of at a stalemate. It's that time of year. I mean, you know, the packers have got some bought up and everybody's still wanting the old prices. But in general, the market's in good shape. Like you're talking about, I mean, the heat's an issue right now just with livestock in general. But going into the 4th of July, excellent market. Excellent market.
Well, I feel like we've had this really positive market from you for a while now, Bob. Is there anything that you see as a negative right now?
Casey, the only thing is we just got to keep moving the meat product. Our competitive meats, you know, are cheaper. Beef, we've just got to keep it where the working folks can continue to buy hamburger meat. And they prove they want they're going to eat meat. They're going to eat beef. But I don't know how much more we could stand on the retail side. That's going to be the determining factor. Outside of that, if we keep moving beef at the level we're moving it at today and our exports stay where they are, I mean, we're in good shape. I don't want to get overly optimistic and saying we're going another $20 higher. I mean, we'd go $20 lower and we've still got an excellent market. So, I mean, you would think I was selling government securities, but I'm not. But there is that price insurance protection out there and it's cheap and it locks in and covers all of your expenses and a pretty good profit for your grazing. So keep that in their mind and just stay cautious, but stay, you know, I'm still extremely positive about the market in general.
Well, you mentioned next week, of course, 4th of July. So what's the kind of schedule for the markets right now for you guys and for Oklahoma City?
Well, for Stockman's, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're completely shut down. We're going to pop firecrackers and be glad we're an American and be back up and running the next week, but we'll be shut down at both places.
So looking ahead then for the next week after that, you expect a little bit bigger runs?
Yeah, we should have a little bigger run than, you know, what we had in Oklahoma City and Apache. I mean, we just had around 6,000 Oklahoma City, and I mean, it'd be back up, I'd say 8,000 or so, but we're not going to see the runs get extreme. What we're seeing is the market's good. And their calves that normally sell in July and August, we've probably been selling on them for the last couple of weeks. The feeder market, of course, the wheat's played out, the crabgrass, if they've got it. I know we had cattle that we should have went ahead and moved 10 days ago because they haven't done nothing the last 10 days. I mean, the grass, it didn't have any kick in it, and they're fighting flies. If you drive by a wheat field or a pasture, they're all in a circle fighting these flies, and cattle don't do nothing in this kind of heat. So in general, unless you've got cattle you're carrying out to August, you know, you're not going to see it, see a lot of extra gain on these feeder cattle right now.
Well, speaking of flies, what is your favorite fly remedy, or do you have one?
We don't have one. I mean, you know, when we cake the cattle, we'll go by with a little hand sprayer and just spray it on their backs while we cake them. You know, the fly tag we've quit using, I don't think it works at all anymore unless they've come out with a new one. But in general, just, you know, we try to hand mist them. Basically, that's it.
I may need you to hand mist me because I'm sick of flies, Bob. Well, how do folks get in touch with you guys if they have questions?
1-800-926-9696. And we want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July and be proud we're living in this country.
Absolutely.